What's up, everybody? We're back with another episode of our favorite horror films / VHS tapes. And this time we're going to talk to Kevin about his favorite horror films that he owns. Very excited for this. Kevin,
Can I say what's everyone too?
Yes. Dang it. We're here with our good friend and guest, Ethan, aka Graded VHS. What's up, buddy?
Yeah.
So last episode, we focused on Ethan's favorite horror films and VHS tapes that he owns. And now we're talking to Dr. Kevin about his favorite VHS tapes that he owns that are horror-based. So nice. Start at number one. Boom.
Oh,
Day of the Dead.
Number one again. Here we go. Love that number one.
Gosh, number three.
Oh, man. Sean really needs a spreadsheet at this point.
Don't worry, guys. My stippy cop is going to have more.
And he just puts it out.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Coming in at number three.
is Day of the Dead from 1985.
Now, George A. Romero takes us out of the night, beyond the dawn, and into the darkest day of horror the world has ever known. Day of the Dead.
This is my favorite of the Romero zombie films. As much as I also love Dawn of the Dead and Night of the Living Dead, this one to me was like the classic zombie film. And this has some of the best zombie special makeup effects ever. To this day, this is still the pinnacle of what people reference when they talk about like zombie makeups and like how you create a zombie and how it should look. It's from this film. I love it. It's also just a very intense and dark film compared to like Dawn of the Dead, which was in a mall and it was kind of, you know, poppy and it was like, you know, talking about like consumerisms. This one is just like dark and like brutal.
Listen, egghead, let me bring you up to date on what's been.
Is there food?
I'm running this monkey farm now, Frankenstein, and I want to know what the fuck you're doing with my time.
And it has Bub, the zombie, one of the best zombies in all of cinema history. So, yeah. I love this movie a lot. So for me, having the actual like media version, which has all of the flaps intact and everything, is just so cool. I love this.
It's a beautiful piece.
Yeah.
That's awesome, bud. That's now, awesome, yeah.
Do you prefer talking zombies or non-talking zombies?
I prefer mostly non-talking zombies, but I don't mind grunts or things like that, or if they try to speak. It's more if it goes too...
If they go like brains.
Well, like for me, when it comes to like Return of the Living Dead, which is what that really kind of comes from.
Yeah.
For the brains thing. To me, that movie is a little bit more on the goofy side. It's meant to be, you know, more poppy. So I kind of give that one a pass.
Yeah.
You know, I do love Return of the Living Dead and I do think it's great. I wouldn't want most of my zombies to say brains.
If there were real zombies, do you think they would talk or no?
I mean, if zombies were real, they would be able to talk until a certain point, just because like when you die and as you decay, your vocal cords go. So at one point they would stop talking. But if you came to life immediately and they had the idea and knowledge of talking, they could potentially, very much so.
They could get out a quick brains before.
They could really quick. Yeah. If they had the conscious thought of it. Yeah,
I love that answer.
Be like pancakes. Who knows? I don't know what a zombie would say.
You wouldn't have to kill it if it said pancakes.
Like, oh, he just likes pancakes.
Do you think one out of every 20 is a pancake eater?
Yes, I think so. 100%.
That was an amazing pick, by the way, Day of the Dead. Credit for it.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
What's really interesting, too, about just in general for George A. Romano's work, I mean, he didn't. Copyright
George A. Romero.
George A. Romero.
Hey,
Romero.
Ray.
Kevin, talk about the history of Night of the Living Dead and how he didn't copyright his content.
Yeah. So Night of the Living Dead from 1969, the company he was going through when they released it didn't actually add a copyright date to anything from the film. And because of that, it immediately went into the public domain. So any copy you ever see of Night of the Living Dead, VHS, DVD, anything, is an unofficial copy.
But you can make your own official copy.
You can make your own official copy. You can literally do whatever you want with Night of the Living Dead because of the copyright issues. And it's unfortunate because that means, for as popular as that film is, for as classic as it is, nobody saw a dime from that thing.
Oh,
and so yeah.
He lost out on millions, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Johnny.
You're still afraid.
Stop it now. I mean it.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
Ooh. Number two. Fright Night.
That's a good one. Yeah. This is another one of my favorites right here, Fright Night.
Dang.
This to me was like the quintessential, like, classic, you know, 80s like horror film, like Vampire Next Door.
Yep.
You know, and it had all the references also to like old classic horror films with the character of, I think it was like Vincent Price or something, or yeah. What was it? His name is
Peter Vincent. Vampire killer.
And we just recently got to go to Fan Expo and meet Chris Sarandon, who plays the main baddie in this film, Jerry. And he was awesome. He was super amazing.
Have to have faith for that to work, Mr. Vincent. Remember.
And
I thought you were going to say you met Vincent Price, and I was
no, that'd be amazing.
About to call you a liar, sir.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, well, we did a séance, and
let's do a séance. Not now, but like and try to meet some people from VHS.
Yeah, I'm down.
That would be
awesome. We'll do it live. We'll do it live.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
Welcome to Fright Night.
Wow.
Number one.
The
Evil Dead.
Yes. This is this is one of my favorites. There's another movie poster over there, and it's The Evil Dead. And it's one of my favorites. And this is one of the first official ever copies put on VHS. And it is considered also one of the first video nasties, which is like those like underground copies of films. But yeah, this is one of the first ones that ever came out, released in the UK, actually. And then
that's
they end
the
up getting
nasties where British people get upset when they do bad things on film.
Well, because this was unrated and everything. And so they actually shut this whole thing down at one point.
Yep.
And then they had to come back with a whole edited version with all the ratings and everything. But man, this film inspired me in so many ways as a filmmaker, lover of horror, like the imagination this movie had for such a low budget.
Right.
To me, it's just fantastic. I love it to death. I don't care if it's the worst quality ever. It's just, to me, there's something that anyone who starts to watch this gets sucked in. And
it's its charm. It is so charming, man.
Yeah.
It's got so much heart, dude.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously, it started a franchise that just is still going now to this day.
I saw the recent one. It's actually pretty good, man. I thought it was pretty impressive.
I haven't seen that one. Evil Dead Rise?
It was actually well done. It's really good.
I'm nervous.
I saw it with family and Stacy, and it's different, but it's definitely, there's moments of the original you feel in there. Nice. So they definitely had hints of the original, but they made it their own thing. You know, it was really impressive. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us, everyone. This is Comics and Crypto, the greatest podcast in all of collectibles. I'm going to hand it off to Sean. Thank you for being with me, Sean and Kevin.
Oh, thank you, Stephen. Thank you very much.
That was awesome, Kev. Thanks so much for sharing your list, and thanks so much for joining everybody. Thank you to Ethan, our special guest. Make sure to follow him at Graded VHS on Instagram, and also, you know, give us a follow too, and also subscribe. Ooh. That'd be great. Thanks so much for joining everybody, and we'll see you on the next episode.
Bye, Poppy.
Bye, Bob.
See you, Bob. Bobby. Bye, Poppy.